Chapter 25. The Arrest. Words. Aimed. Badge. Ban. Blind. Certificate. Choose. Chosen. Clock. Commit. Confidently. Counter. Dimly. Draw. Event. Explained. Fit. Forbid. Fugitive. Hatred. Hero. Hint. Leaf. Lived. Loved. Pant. Permanent. Previous day. Purpose. Removed. Roll. Situation. Stomach. Temporarily. Temporary. The Army. Ticked. Tolerate. Turn. Yesterday. The Arrest. When Paul came home, it was already getting dark. At home, Ross's mother was waiting for him. They sat down in a dimly lit room. Paul took the ring off his finger. "Is that Lisa's ring?" his mother asked. "Yes," Paul replied. "When your father left us, I also removed the ring that he gave me at first, and even wanted to throw it away. But then I thought that it was no longer his ring. It was my ring now. It had become part of my life. I didn't want to throw away a part of my life. I couldn't forget it. And I couldn't just turn over a new leaf." She looked at Paul. "But I lived with him for 10 years, son. And for how long have you known Lisa?" "I don't know myself. I don't know what I saw in her. It was just interesting to be with her." Paul paused for a moment. "I'm certain that she loves me." "Loved. I'm certain that she also thinks about me," the son said quietly. "Maybe she did love you. Maybe it was a strong feeling," his mother said. "But now things have changed. You have to understand that. Strong feelings don't go away quickly. But they can change into something else." She looked at her son. "Her feeling could still be strong, but it is probably not love. She feels hatred." Mother and son sat in silence. It was very quiet. Only the clock ticked on the table. "But now it doesn't matter," he said finally. "Mom, do you think that every person has a purpose?" he asked. "A purpose? What do you mean?" his mother asked. "I think that everyone can do something very important. That's his purpose, his role in the game," Paul said confidently. "They speak of a purpose when they are about to start a war," she replied. What role have they chosen for you again? And in what kind of game, Paul? After all, you haven't been in the army for a long time. No one has chosen for me. I choose my own purpose. I have to leave, Mom, he replied. Where are you going this time? Wasn't that trip to the Sahara enough, Paul? She asked. It won't be for long, Mom, he replied. I'll be back in a couple of months. I want to fulfill my purpose, he concluded. The next morning, Detective Rost came to the police station to make a report to the chief of police. Paul Rost, the police headquarters decided to temporarily forbid you to work as a detective. Put the certificate and the badge on the table, the police chief said. Now go through to Detective Schmidt and make a report on yesterday's events, he concluded. As Paul Rost was leaving the office, the chief added, And Rost, I hope this temporary ban becomes permanent. I will not tolerate someone like you in my police station. Got it? Rost gave the chief a long look. He said nothing, just smiled a little, and left. He came to Detective Schmidt and began to report on the events of the previous day. At this point, Bruno entered the police station. He saw Rost and began to gesticulate nervously. I gave your wife a dress, he said, turning to Rost. A wife that you don't have. He laughed in an unfriendly way. Isn't it obvious? Isn't that a hint? Bruno resented. Now I'm well, and in 5 minutes something bad might happen. And isn't that a hint? Is it not clear? Paul Rost, were you blind? He looked at the police officers who were standing nearby. What was he thinking? Bruno resented. The second fugitive was sitting under his counter. Schmidt explained the whole situation to Rost. Bruno's cash register was almost empty, so he decided to wait for a few customers to come in and pay. He aimed a pack of cigarettes at Bruno's stomach like a gun and told him to pass the customer's money to him under the counter. And Bruno wet his pants and began to give you hints when you came because of the alarm, Detective Schmidt finished. And who turned on the alarm? Rost inquired. I did. Who else? Bruno cried indignantly. What, the dress didn't fit? It will fit you just fine, Rost said. Rost, shut up and make the report, the police chief, who had just entered the room, said. You probably think that you're a hero? Maybe in the Sahara you were a hero, but here the law is the law. They opened a case against you for helping to commit a crime, the chief continued. John Schmidt, draw up a report of the arrest and put him in a cell, the police chief concluded. New Vocabulary Review. Could you tell me, is today still April, or is it already May? Today is April 30th. Tomorrow is May 1st. Could you tell me, where is the station? Walk this way. It takes about 5 minutes on foot. Thank you. By the way, could I get there by public transportation? Take the number 7 bus. You need to get off at the 2nd stop. Thank you. You're welcome. Is military service mandatory for everyone in your country? In our country, military service is mandatory for all men between the ages of 18 and 27. And in your country, do men have to serve in the army too? It isn't mandatory. Our army is based on contract. Those who serve in the army get a salary. Are they paid a lot? enough. I'm looking for temporary work. Could you tell me where to find it? Try the army. They needed temporary workers last month. The army doesn't pay temporary workers enough. Then you should consider a permanent position. The situation in this country is difficult, but that is temporary. Since when did they have this difficult situation? Since the last century. More precisely, since 1993. That's more than 20 years now. Exactly. But they still say it's temporary. We can go to Paris or Rome. What do you choose, my dear? I choose Tokyo and a ring with a blue diamond. But it's too expensive. I don't have enough money. Do not worry, dear. This is a temporary situation. Then we can go to Paris or Rome. My friend says that I have a big stomach. What do you think? Of course, your stomach is not big, dear. You can't get the hint, dear. Okay, I'll say this. My love for you is much bigger than your stomach. You still don't understand my simple hint. Then wait a minute, let me think. You need money for the beauty parlor? You're getting closer, darling. Think again. Wait, you want me to forbid you from eating 3 steaks each day? This isn't smart enough, but also close. Think some more. Could it be a diet? Well done. Right. I'll eat just 1 piece of fruit every hour. I'll buy you bananas and kiwi, dear. I also need a new Swiss watch. I have to eat on time. I can't stand these camels. Why, my dear? They are chewing something all the time. Do you know that they can live without water for 2 weeks? I didn't know that, dear. And they can live without food for a whole month. What are you hinting at? What? What are you hinting at? You mean to say that I eat more than a camel? Not at all. You are hinting that I'm fat. Then go and live with a camel. Can you explain to me how to draw an incident report correctly? You need to go to the police. That's where people usually go with such questions. Excuse me, miss. Can I address 1 question to you? Of course. I'd be happy to help you, sir. Please tell me how to get to the police. Take tram number 10 and get off after 5 stops. Thank you. You're welcome. By the way, my name is Anna.